appetite changes. In withdrawal, some people lose their appetite and they lose weight. Other people gain and crave, you know, they crave sweets and carbohydrates, or they just have an overall increase in appetite, which can lead to an increase in weight. It's a funny thing with food and withdrawal, quite a complex thing. There are people who feel they have sensitivities, they react to, you know, different types of foods. Some people just eat any and everything and they're okay. If you've come to listen to this because you've lost your appetite or you find yourself overeating, I think, you know, just do what you can to, for the loss of appetite, eat substantial nutritious food. So even if you can't eat a lot, eat food that will sustain you so that you're not, you don't become malnourished, okay? If you're overeating, it's the reverse in terms of, yes, you eat food that sustains you, but try to cut out the things that aren't good for you, that you know will just make you gain weight. I couldn't eat much in withdrawal. I was so nauseated and I was vomiting a lot and, you know, rarely, hardly ate, but I gained weight and I will be speaking about the weight changes again in another podcast under the letter W. But with the appetite changes again, things will go back to normal as you heal. So, you know, just make sure that you're not undernourished and also that you don't overeat to the point where, you know, there are risks of diabetes. You know, watch your cholesterol intake and just try to eat as healthily as you can. So if you are craving foods, you know, eat a lot of the healthier things. You know, stock up on almonds and walnuts and, you know, things that are nutritious, rather than, so low glycemic foods rather than the cakes and the cookies and the, you know, sugary stuff or things with caffeine and so on. Okay, so I hope that your appetite will return to normal soon. And in the meantime, you just keep holding on, keep looking after yourself, and keep trusting that all of this will be behind you one day. Okay? Thank you. Bye.